bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
Welcome, everybody, to episode number 146. It's 146 of MD Radio. We are on the second to the last Monday in the month of February 2012, and then it will be in the history books. And with that, we are kicking things off with our Flex Pro in review. The first pro bodybuilding championship of the season has come to a conclusion, and not without a little bit of controversy and a lot of debate. It didn't answer a whole lot of questions. I mean, odds-on favorite going into the show was the Frenchman, Lionel Bieki, coming all the way from Paris to compete in this show. And he lived up to what everyone expected of him. He did not bring the wow factor that we thought another, you know, 8 or 9 months of training might bring to his physique, but he certainly did continue to make improvements. Did he make improvements to shut the door on his rivals? Absolutely not. A lot of controversy. However, I'm looking at the scorecards, and the scorecards basically show that Lionel Bieki won this contest from the moment he hit the stage. In the first round, he had a perfect score of 5. In the finals, he had also a perfect score of 5. Now, remember, the prejudging, 50% of the score takes place in the prejudging, and another 50%, in spite of not judging the posing round, the individual posing round to the music, is not a round that's actually judged. Rather, they prejudge. They do prejudging in the daytime, and they do the exact same thing after everyone's posed to their music. They do not count the posing style, the music, the trunks, the routine. None of that stuff counts for anything. However, the night show counts for 50% of the scoring. And based on this round, Lionel Bieki got a perfect score of 5, rounding out the total perfect score of 10 with the lowest possible, landing him in first place. So there was absolutely no debate amongst the judges who the clear-cut winner of the second annual Flex Pro Championships was. It was Lionel Bieki by way of France. And then after that, things got a little bit muddy, a little bit confusing. The Canadian, Ben Pakulski, arguably the biggest guy on the stage, had a few missing body parts here and there. Some stuff that still needed to be under construction and certainly wasn't at his all-time best. Thin layer of water, the back was a little bit shallow, but he was improved for him, and I'm not sure it was that great of an improvement or the lineup was just not as strong as lineups that he stood in contests prior. But Pakulski nevertheless walks off with second place, and the other Canadian, Fouad Abiad, who took a full year off due to a knee injury, arguably those two could have switched places. Nobody would have argued that. Fouad represented well, finding himself in third place. And in fourth place, Sean Roden, we're talking about him as being the next coming of a flex wheeler, but he was exposed in this competition as having a long way to go to be the next flex wheeler, who is obviously now in the Hall of Fame with 4 Arnold Classic titles to his credit, 3 first runner-ups, 5 pro Ironman championships in the bank. Flex wheeler is safe that I don't think anyone's going to be catching up to his likeness and remnants of what he left beyond back on the bodybuilding stage. But Sean Roden, a lighter version, still needs to bring up those deltoids, but it became obviously clear that he needs to take care of the hernia in the stomach, a constant distraction right there at the belly button that's kind of protruding, needs to have that addressed and fixed. Other bodybuilders have had the similar situations. Flex Wheeler himself had 3 hernia operations. I know that Hidetada Yamagishi had to take some time off last year, as well as Dennis Wolf, to address hernia issues. Melvin Anthony and other guys in the past have all dealt with this situation, and now it looks like Sean Roden will have the time to maybe address that, but I'm not sure he'll do that prior to going into the Arnold Classic. Flex Wheeler said, quote, if Sean's rise up a little bit more, he certainly could be a factor in next week's competition out in Columbus, Ohio. However, I think if he dries up anymore, he's just going to be smaller than what he was and could potentially flatten out. But Sean Roden's still under construction. Put a little bit more beef on the triceps, bring up biceps a little bit more, pack it up on the shoulders to balance out the legs, the lower half of the body, to get a little bit more continuity in that frame. And he's one to watch in the future. But the argument and the controversy lies from the Brazilian in fifth place, the hardest man in the contest with the most detail. The judges felt structurally did not have the genetic gifts of those that placed in front of him and didn't pay a whole lot of attention to conditioning, because out of the 4 men in front of Eduardo Correa, he was the most complete hard-ripped bodybuilder, but that was not going to be rewarded, weighing in at roughly 218 pounds, still was the smallest of the five guys that were last standing, counted for absolutely nothing, sent a message loud and clear that you have got to have both structure and condition to be looked upon favorably by our judges, because one without the other just doesn't wash. But the fans are running up war because several guys that were missing some body parts, not structurally put together like a Sean Roden was, were able to place in front of Eduardo Correa and categorize him as just a too small to be a threat. However, I liken to go back to guys like Mohamed Benaziza, who was all of 5'5" and maybe 190 pounds. A guy like Flavio Baccanini, really ripped, really shredded, did battle with big boys and did well, along with Francis Benfato. Eduardo Correa, it was not meant to be, but certainly could have moved up a couple of notches, and no one would have argued that, just based on condition alone. That has got to be rewarded on some level, or these bodybuilders will continually come in a little watery, a little thick-skinned, and not really give the audience what, you know, they're paying their money for. They want to see the detail, they want to see the striations, and they want to see the muscles change and transform as they flex and as they pose, and Eduardo Correa did that in spades. Sadly, he was not rewarded. He may wind up on stage this coming weekend out at the Desert Classic in Mesa, Arizona. We'll have the contest promoter, Striker Solomon, come up shortly later on in the program, but that was it for the controversy. After that, things, the water got a little bit murky. In sixth place, Gregory Atoyan from Sacramento, California, former super heavyweight USA champion, was considerably down in size, I thought, but had some missing body parts again. And that contest, again, is still being debated to this day. But as for Lionel Bieki, did he serve notice going into the Arnold Classic? I think he's going to struggle. I think he's going to have his work cut out standing next to Dexter Jackson, Dennis Wolfe, Evan Sinopani. I mean, Branch Warren, all of these guys right now have Lionel's number. So I think Lionel may have be in a dogfight to make the top six, but I don't think he's going to really threaten the guys in the top five. But moving right along, congratulations once again to our six-time reigning and defending Miss Fitness Olympia by way of Austin, Texas. Adela Garcia does it again, sticks another feather in her cap by winning the first ever Flex Pro Fitness Championship title. Again, this is the lady that won with perfect scores. And in second place, by way of Russia, Oksana Grishina, just phenomenal this time around, came up in the first runner-up slot. And in third place, she was followed by Canadian Miriam Capes. And for those wondering about our Seattle resident, who was also an Olympia runner-up and a Miss Fitness International runner-up, Tangi Johnson, she round up in fourth place. Rounding out the top five was Bethany Cisternino by way of New York. So interesting show, but, you know, the wheels keep going. Only one person qualified, and that was Lionel Bieki. Now these guys have got to go and face the defending and reigning champion in Branch Warren coming off of an injury. Of course, the Legends Pro Masters champion, 42-year-old Dexter Jackson. Dennis the Big Bad Wolf coming off of an impressive year last year right there in Columbus, Ohio. And following Columbus, went on to Australia and picked up a victory. Also won the Best Poser Award right there in Columbus, Ohio. There's a $10,000 Best Poser Award at stake. That counts for something to some guys, where posing is still not a lost art. It'll be interesting to see how that whole thing plays out. And I know that Big Dan Solomon, following MD Radio on Pro Bodybuilding Worldwide, will have a little bit more insight to how his perspective is of the Flex Pro Championships, with one of his guests coming up later on in the program. But to set things up going into our commercial break, I just want to let you guys know I have a very special guest. It was back in 1987 when I won my pro card, just barely a month after my 21st birthday. I won a light heavyweight division, and this guy by way of Arizona, originally out of, I believe, Rochester, New York, or the New York area. I'm not sure if it was Rochester, but this guy was called the Blonde Myth at the time. The next coming of like a Tom Platz, short, stocky bodybuilder, middleweight guy, biggest arms on any middleweight that I had ever seen, this side of Elie Priest. He's powerful, stacked, and though he came out here in 1986, I believe it was, and competed in a Wally Boyko competition in Anaheim, and walked off with a first place win. And then I knew I was going to run into him headstrong out in where we were at, Atlantic City, New Jersey, where he won unanimously the middleweight division. I won the light heavyweight division. Phil Hill won the super heavyweight division. Actually, it wasn't super heavy. It was called heavyweight division. And then suddenly, as fast as he got there, he disappeared. He competed, I think, a couple times on the IFBB Pro Circuit. Vince McMahon came along with the WBF, started throwing some money around, picked up about 13 guys, and as quickly as Vince Comerford came, he was gone. And then I had the pleasure a year ago where Jay Cutler told me, do I know this guy? And I would turn around and he said, no, I don't recognize the guy. What's going on? He says, that's Vince Comerford. I said, no, it's not. I said, yes, it is. I said, I don't recognize him. And I had to go out on stage to hand out an award. And by the time I got done handing out the award, I turned around and the guy was gone. Well, a year later, through the process of Facebook, me and Vince reconnected, had some small talk. And I thought he's got a very compelling story that would like to be shared with you guys because it's fitting. I'm headed back to Arizona this weekend for the Desert Classic that Stryker Solomon is putting on. He'll come on later on the show to talk about it. But Vince is a resident out there in Arizona who pretty much went to the mountaintop, hell and back, near-death experience, and now he's back. And he's got a story that maybe some of you guys can learn from. Definitely inspirational, definitely motivating, and we'll get a small glimpse of that. And later on, maybe this weekend, we might be able to get a sit-down with a Where Are They Now MDTV-type interview and get a close-up perspective of Vince Comerford, who is alive and well and should be pretty interesting. So stay tuned for that one coming up on the other side of the commercial break right here at MD Radio. We also are on the countdown to the 24th annual Arnold Schwarzenegger Classic. And with news today, breaking news, the Evolution of Bodybuilding will have a home at the Arnold Classic weekend. Arnold himself is and Bob and Jim, they've all agreed that following the Arnold Classic Superstar Seminar, which takes place Sunday morning from 9 a.m. to 12 a.m., Arnold comes out, he does his seminar with the fans, and then after he does the seminar with the fans, they bring out the winners. And the winners will come out from the amateur side and from the pro side. They'll answer questions from people. That event is it's called the Arnold Morning Weekend in Review. And that's a $50 event. And then, when that's done at about 11:30, if you have a wristband on from the expo, you can get in, you can get in and watch the actual Evolution of Bodybuilding. If not, you can get a ticket at the door at 11:30 to 12 for $15. But if you have the expo ticket in advance, it's only a $10 entry, and you can watch the Evolution of Bodybuilding, and some of the guys that are in it will actually be there. We know that Jay Cutler, Ronnie Coleman, Frank Zane, Lou Ferrigno, Phil Heath, Lila Brada, Rich Gaspari. There's a lot of guys in this thing, and a lot of them have not yet seen it. So this might be a very good opportunity to come over there, catch the boss, and watch that film as it gets released to the general public. And it starts going out at the end of this week, as a matter of fact, with Trick Entertainment's my co-producer, Patrick Rivera. So we're really excited about having that time slot, 12 p.m., Columbus, Ohio, at the Veterans Memorial Auditorium, where the finals of the Arnold Classic take place, and the 8-foot, 800-pound statue will be erected out there in honor of what Arnold Schwarzenegger has been doing and continues to do in Columbus, Ohio. So that's a must event. We'll have the DVDs on location available for people that are attending the Arnold Classic and available for sale, so you guys can walk home with a little piece of history and a nice little segue into what we have in store coming in 2013. We'll announce that a little bit later on. But right now, we're coming up on our first commercial break here at MD Radio, and this weekend's coverage, again, we are headed into Mesa, Arizona with Stryker Solomon, who'll come on later on in the program to give us the ins and outs on who's in the show and what's going down right there in Mesa, where someone else in the 212-pound division will have an opportunity to qualify for the upcoming Olympia 212-pound inaugural competition. We're not sure what they're calling it yet. I'm not sure if it's a 212-pound Olympia championships or showdown. I'm not 100% sure, but we're going to find out. Hopefully I can find out on the end of this commercial break where Stan McQuay has already won the first one back in November in Sacramento. He's qualified. Who's next? Maybe Eduardo Correa go out there. We know Mark Dugdale's headed there. Stay with us. On the other side of the break, the Blonde Myth by way of Arizona, Vince Comerford, right after this.
This is Lonnie Tieper from Iron Man Magazine, the greatest of all time. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell-swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Smart Shake is not your regular shaker bottle. Smart Shake has two built-in compartments allowing you to store several servings of nutritional supplements. The shaker bottle is 100% leak-proof, non-toxic, and built from superior quality plastic. It's everything you need all in one unit. You even get a choice of colors. So do like four-time Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler and get your hands on a Smart Shake, the world's smartest shaker bottle, from www.smartshake.com today. That's smartshake.com.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Levroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances, but rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Run! Oh my God! Business as usual, man! Run! Hurry! I saw you! I saw you! Run! Yeah!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
From the creators of Bullnut, the first testosterone-infused pre-workout nitric oxide, Betancourt Nutrition presents new Fosflex Creatine, the only creatine, insulin, and complete joint support formula on the planet. Check out Betancourt Nutrition on Facebook, Twitter, and BetancourtNutrition.com.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Levroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend, the cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LevroniFormula.com.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to HumaPro.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from Muscle Mads, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought after muscle building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMadsRx.com.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, you're listening to MD Radio 146. And once again, we had just came off the heels of the second annual Flex Pro Championships. And I've got to, you know, acknowledge the passing of the voice, Whitney Houston, over the weekend. Had passed away and was found out here prior to the award show. And unfortunately, that voice, we'll never hear another one like it. And I guess the longer we live, the more passings we're going to have. But this one at 48 years young was a little bit too soon. And if you had asked me 5 years ago that we wouldn't have Michael Jackson and Luther Vandross and Whitney Houston around, I would have said you guys were all nuts. But unfortunately, that is the way it is. And Whitney Houston, a voice and a legacy of just incredible talent, will be sorely missed, and her music will live on. Unfortunately, we do see the remnants of a life that got lost in a world that just she didn't belong in. So Whitney Houston, rest in peace. I'm a big fan. I never had a chance to compete while posing to her music, but I did do a few guest posings to her music, and she'll be sorely missed by the millions of people that she affected with her music. But a guy that was here 1 minute and gone the next, born back in 1961, a former AAU Mr. America champion, a former NPC National Middleweight champion, and a guy that just barely got his feet wet and ventured off into the WBF world of Vince McMahon, is back. Let's bring him on. Vince Comerford, welcome to MD Radio.
Thank you, Sean. How are you, pal?
I'm good, man. you are a voice from the past. We were talking not too long ago about short, good bodybuilders, and in some of these bored conversations on the internet, your name kept popping up, but no one knew where you were, how to get a hold of you. And like I said earlier, a year ago, I bumped into you briefly, and it was like, you know, I'd seen you for a second. I saw some glimpses of maybe a guy that I once knew, and then you were gone, and I didn't get any validation until we reconnected on Facebook, man. Tell all these people a little bit about how you got into bodybuilding really quick. I know you're out in Arizona, sure, which is partly why I wanted to bring you on, because we're headed that way. But tell them how you got started real quick.
Well, first of all, I have to thank, you know, my Lord Jesus Christ for this opportunity, because literally I would not be here unless depending upon him, and brought me back into a realm. In all honesty, Sean, yeah, I mean, I got my pro card the day you got your pro card, and being associated with you has gotten me, I mean, unbelievable, you know, success, and always to be associated with you has always brought me much joy in my heart. So I thank you, Sean Ray, of the finest ever to walk on stage in bodybuilding. So take a bow, my friend. I know it's hard for you, but take a bow, okay?
I appreciate that, my man. You pushed the bar. I saw you coming back in 87, and I think I got my first glimpse of you in person in 86, and then there we were together doing the business, and we went separate directions. You did compete as a pro. You hit a few shows, didn't you?
Yeah, just in all honesty, I was just beginning as a pro. I did well, just coming in right after the Nationals with a really unbelievable class of Nationals, getting our pro card. And as a pro, did real well, top two and three in top shows, and went to 1990 and was doing real well, just training. I was still young, you know, real young, and lived my heart on my shoulder and still learning and trying to develop more, and competed at the Olympia in 1990. And unfortunately, I failed the drug test and went to Europe, and they judged me, whatever. It was just too out of my contract. But in all honesty, Sean, it broke my heart. It broke my heart, broke my spirit, broke me.
That was the 1990 Mr. Olympia in Chicago, correct?
That was it. Yes, it was, yeah.
Right, yourself, was, Van Walcott Smith, I believe Barry DeMay and Momo Benaziza, and J.J. Marsh. All you guys failed there in 1990 in September out in Ohio, or in Chicago.
Right, and it was really difficult for me, especially with me coming in to the show. I was so blessed with being on the cover of Flex magazine, on the cover of a new book by Winston Darton, which you were on the previous one, High Intensity Revisited. Right. I mean, everything going into the show. And what had happened, in training for a show, Sean, you knew a little bit of me, you knew me. I mean, I trained with everything I had, and tomorrow may not be my next day, and my next breath may not be my next breath. So I gave everything on to that moment, and it broke my heart. And what happened is I really went to, I really did want to fall off the face of the earth, and as it is, I did. But in all honesty, I went to the WBF, which was the worst mistake of my life. It was horrible. And ever since then, I've been trying to redeem myself, to train so hard, to be so excellent, to be judged against the best in the world. And without you know, my voice without my name, or my words, just my body. And every time went up to the bar, was always raised and raised, and something happened within my life, like an injury or more devastating things. But it's always been my hope and my dream to enter back into the IFBB. And in all honesty, even removing myself from everything from the 50s, or every year I looked into all the magazines, especially Muscular Development, and seeing if Sean Ray won Mr. Olympia. Every year. So take a bow, my friend.
Thanks. Well, I look back at your track record, and for those that aren't following, maybe gotten in the sport after you had already left the sport, you know, you won the middleweights back in 1987, got your pro card. From what I'm looking at, your track record was you got into the Grand Prix, the U.S. Grand Prix, you got second, and then in the Night of Champions, you were third, which I'm assuming is what may have qualified you for the 1990 drug-tested Mr. Olympia. I'm not sure, or maybe...
Right.
Was that right?
Well, after I stepped on stage, I went to the Ironman, the first Ironman in 1990.
Yeah, you got third at that Ironman, right?
Third one, yeah. And that's when you won. It was a tough show.
Right.
And then I didn't compete the week later. You went to the Arnold, and so did Mike Ashley. I did not. I chose to stay in Arizona and just train completely for the Olympia. You know, after going one round with both you and Mike, I swear. I mean, I slept for 3 days. I literally did. I was so exhausted.
By 1991, you had done your WBF show. Now, did you only compete in one of those shows, or did you compete in...
Only one. And what it was, I presented a package that was adequate, but not me. And it was just going through the motions. And you know me, going through the motions means, you know, why bother? Why do it?
Well, do you think, did you get some of the incentive taken away because you had a guaranteed fixed salary? It wasn't like getting ready for the Olympia?
The guaranteed fixed salary was pretty incredible, but the bottom line is they took all the competitiveness out of it. There was no... reality of training for it to win. It was already set. What it was to honor a contract, to fulfill your obligations, if you became popular, you get more. There was some kind of design he was trying to do. I didn't understand it. And when the next year came, I mean, I was just so sick from the inside out. I'm an emotional bodybuilder, and it affected every aspect of my life, especially my heart, my mind, everything. And I didn't have anything left even to go in the gym and pick up, you know, a 5 pound weight. I really didn't have anything left in me.
You were a pretty intense guy. I said you originally came out of New York and went to Arizona, correct?
Correct.
And you found yourself back in Arizona. But you tried to throw yourself back into the arena. I believe it was 2004 you were going to try to train for a Masters comeback. But let's put things in perspective. You were born in 61, which makes you how old right now?
I'm 50.
You're 50 years old right now?
Right.
So when you were trying to make this comeback in 2003, 2004, you ran into some problems.
Yeah, it was I was training prior to that. I really amplified my skills as a personal trainer and every kind of aspect, but not bodybuilding. What happened is then the IPV went into the Masters, Olympia, and was working real hard to get accepted back into the IPV, which was happening beautifully. And so I started preparing for the Masters, Mr. Olympia. And I'm really, you'll see, I don't have a flat top anymore, so I'm really not even quite 5'4.5", but I'm really like 5'3.5", 5'4". But what it was is I started training, and about 6 or 7 weeks into the training, I went from 175 pounds all the way up to 205, 208, because my body was responding back to what it was, like beautifully. I mean, I trained every day with such intensity and desire and passion. It was a dream coming true. And what happened is I was training so hard and so intensely, but I walked in my home after a training session and hit the ground. When I hit the ground, my whole body started seizing up so bad that not even tears could come from my eyes. What happened is I tried to crawl to the phone to get to 911. I didn't even know how I got there. But make a long story short.
Wait, stop right there. Hold that thought, because we do have to take a break. I don't want you to get interrupted again. We're going to take a commercial break, come back, and find out what happened when Vince Comerford hit the floor and went to dial 911 right after this.
Thank you.
This is Marcus Haley of The Comet, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sugar Sean Ray.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Nitric Oxide War is over. MHP introduces NO-Bomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Need to experience real workouts and pumps with NO-Bomb.
Levrone Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Smart Shake is not your regular shaker bottle. Smart Shake has two built-in compartments allowing you to store several servings of nutritional supplements. The shaker bottle is 100% leak-proof, non-toxic, and built from superior quality plastic. It's everything you need all in one unit. You even get a choice of colors. So do like four-time Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler and get your hands on a Smart Shake, the world's smartest shaker bottle, from www.smartshake.com today. That's smartshake.com.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing. Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
Levrone Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LevroneFormula.com.
This is IFBB Pro Mike Valentino. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power. Increase reps. Improve muscular endurance. Dramatically reduce recovery times and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number four, energy.
Run! Oh my God! Business as usual, man! Come on! Get in! I still here! It's going in! Run!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Stimulating talk gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we are talking to the blonde myth who was just in the middle of talking about crawling on the floor, reaching for the phone, and dialing 911. I believe this was when you were in the process of making a comeback. You said your weight had ballooned up from like 150 to 215 or something. Bring us up to speed on that, Vince.
Yeah. Well, actually, it started at about 165 and ballooned up to Almost 215 within almost 8 weeks.
8 weeks. Wow. So. That's a rapid weight gain. So how did you find yourself on the ground reaching for the phone?
Well, I just coming back from a great training session and went through the door and suddenly I hit the ground and my whole body started seizing up like a rock. My back, my leg, you know, like it's a big, like a cramp, but it is so severe that it was so painful I couldn't even open my mouth or my eyes. I hit the ground and tried to even crawl to get to the phone, and I got to 911, and paramedics got me. What happened is I suffered complete double chamber heart failure.
Double chambered heart failure. How old were you when this happened?
I think it was 40. What is it? 4 years? 7? Yeah. 43.
You have 43. Any history of heart problems, or in your family, or anything like that?
No, yeah, my heart on my dad's side. I lost three uncles to heart attacks.
So do you think this happened because of the rapid weight that you put on? I mean, what do you think? Why did you have a double-chambered heart failure?
Well, number one was genetic. And number two, genetics. And number two was a lot of it was abuse when younger, you know, also my escapades outside the gym when I was younger and stupid and foolish, and amplified my heart, put some damage on it. But it was so healthy, though, for 7, 8, 9, 10 years. And what happened is when I went back, see, my heart was so enlarged also, Sean, from when I used to carry that body weight upwards of 235
off season, a lot, five, four, five, five.
And my body was going back to that. And even when I was in the early 90s, I was doing some real strong death posings at about 215 and really hard. So at 5'3" and a half, you know, I mean, that's a lot of weight. But my heart went to a point. It started to stretch, but all my arterial and visceral, which is veins and arteries, system was excellent. Everything was excellent, but my heart was so enlarged that it just couldn't catch up. And what happened is when I pushed past the barrier, it ended, and it just fell and collapsed. And so both of it went. I went through, they say it's the worst. It's worse than heart attack, stroke, everything. Well, what happened is I end up in, I opened my eyes up, and I said, am I in heaven? Because I received Christ for my eternal salvation. I thought I was home, my spiritual home, but they said, no, you're in Scottsdale Healthcare. You just came out of a coma, and you suffered the most severe heart failure there is.
And so that brought you, obviously, closer to the Lord. Was it at that moment when you finally got a second chance at life to walk on your own that you decided to go ahead and find out what the whole Holy Spirit and Jesus and God and all that stuff, is that where your economy changed in that direction?
Absolutely. I mean, literally, I received Christ many years ago as my eternal hope is. But, I mean, Jesus Christ always says, I give you life and life eternal. If you get a better deal out there, go ahead and take it. Well, Sean, there is no better deal, all right? Especially for this man and the way he's to live my life. But at this moment, I had everything so together, and what happened was, if Jesus Christ was not in my heart and the Holy Spirit not dwelling in my heart by receiving him, I could have never called his name. What happened was is the time in the coma was so painful and so almost despairing that I literally called upon the name of Jesus Christ. I said, Jesus, please forgive me. Please forgive me for what I had done. Boom, at that moment, my eyes did open, and that's when I was in Scottsdale Healthcare.
Did you go to like some seminary school? You took some religious studies? What did you do when you got back on your feet?
Well, actually, what I did is many years ago, I took a hiatus away from bodybuilding and received the Lord and followed the Lord into a priestly order called the Jesuits back in Buffalo, New York, where I'm from, and following that order all the way up until a novitiate. And what happened is I didn't take final vows because I still had a celibacy issue. You know, I still was attracted to women, you know, not just, you know, in a sister form or, I mean, I was just being truthful. So they told me to take the time off, and at that time off, I ventured back into bodybuilding in a time way, but really had a strong learning and understanding and pull, and still invited back into there. But what happened is after I had all this, I played an education at Canisius University, and it was in theology. And what happened is after this whole thing happened, a friend of mine, I ended up in Scottsdale Healthcare, flew up to Buffalo, New York, stayed with my sister, my brother, and my niece, who really, really took care of me. I had to learn to walk again. I was on 8 medications. My whole side of my face, I lost 20 pounds. My jaw was, I lost 5 teeth because my jaw and my teeth hit the ground and broke all my teeth. I mean, my hair was gone because they were looking for cancer, everything. And so it was so devastating. But at the moment, a good close friend of mine, she brought me back out to Arizona and took care of the situation to go to Arizona State, where I studied religious studies and philosophy and got a 3.9 in both of them in comparative religion, and got a full-ride scholarship to Harvard for comparative religion and
so
religious
studies.
Did you
take it? Did you go to Harvard?
No, I have not. Actually, this is 2 years ago, and I have not made the decision. I still have another semester to make that choice.
Okay.
And so what I've been doing is training myself, entering back in, like, health-wise, because I couldn't do anything. Like, coming back, I just studied and went to school. I had to walk again, and literally, I used my bodybuilding, like, how I used to do my diets and stuff, just for life. And I started training again, took some time off. I have another, another half a year to make a choice. And I have that in there at Notre Dame for theology. So,
how much are you weighing today?
Today I weigh 180.
I'm assuming you're not trying to get too much heavier these days because it's going to be hard on your heart. But what is your take now that you've come out on the other side? I mean, back in 2004, it was only a year later that the 2002 Masters Mr. Olympia champion Don Youngblood, a good friend of mine, passed away of a heart attack. Weighing around 300 pounds. That was a year after you had your heart attack. Mohamed Benaziza, in 1992 in Helsinki, Finland, only a year after you did your WF thing. I mean, he's gone. He failed the drug test with you back in 1990.
Right.
How did you get away from all of that? You looked like you dodged a bullet and you're back.
Well, at that time I did dodge a bullet, and also, well, 2004 I dodged a bullet. But I'm back, but I'm doing it. You know why I'm doing it, Sean? Because I'm building this body. And it was always a wrestling thing in front of God. Don't ever wrestle with God over anything. Wrestle before Him in the Holy Spirit, in Jesus Christ. Don't wrestle with Him. And what it was is bodybuilding, and I thought it was an idol. God now says it is not an idol. It is the temple of my Holy Spirit. I give you the skills, the knowledge, the application. Now use it to build, and also too, to help others to build. And what I've been doing is building something that's been completely destroyed in Jesus' name. And carefully, and in all honesty, it's wonderfully being put together. I really can't believe it, Sean, really how my physique is really coming together. It is miraculous.
I think the main thing is, dude, is that you're walking, you're talking, you're breathing, and you're a testament to survival. So tell your story and keep trying to stay healthy, and we'll catch up with you this weekend out there in Mesa, Arizona, where we have the Desert Classic taking place by promoter Stryker Solomon, who on the other side of the commercial break will come on with a few more of the final details. I look forward to catching up with you this weekend, Vince.
All right, hey, Sean, thank you, and blessings upon you and your family. Thank you,
all right,
Sean.
Man, thanks for calling in. Old school bodybuilder, the blonde myth, back in the day, man, pushed me to the brink. We're going to see him all of 5'3.5", was walking around at 220-some-odd pounds, representing 20-inch guns. He's back, and he's paying it forward and trying to share his testimony with everybody that will listen. If it helps one person, then it's a life worth living. So that's Vince Comerford, a gentleman in the sport. And he is back with a vengeance. We'll catch up with him this weekend. On the other side of the commercial break, we're going to welcome back to MD Radio Stryker Solomon, who's gearing up for the 2012 version of the Desert Classic, where we got the first 212-pound competition, along with the bikini babes, ladies, right after this commercial break. We'll find out what all the particulars are, how you can get a ticket, and where you can order them right after this commercial break here at MD Radio.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
If you're looking for the no-bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever-it-takes-to-win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with Novatest. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. Novatest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. Novatest. Fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. Novatest from Zero Limits. Order Novatest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
From the creators of Bullnox, the first testosterone-infused pre-workout nitric oxide, Betancourt Nutrition presents new Fosflex Creatine, the only creatine, insulin, and complete joint support formula on the planet. Check out Betancourt Nutrition on Facebook, Twitter, and BetancourtNutrition.com.
Levroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Run! Oh my God! Business as usual, man!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Smart Shake is not your regular shaker bottle. Smart Shake has two built-in compartments allowing you to store several servings of nutritional supplements. The shaker bottle is 100% leak-proof, non-toxic, and built from superior quality plastic. It's everything you need all in one unit. You even get a choice of colors. So do like four-time Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler and get your hands on a Smart Shake, the world's smartest shaker bottle, from www.smartshake.com today. That's smartshake.com.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world, and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances. But rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Levroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LevroniFormula.com.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing. Oh. Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
This is IFBB Pro, Jason Hull. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, and of course, for some of those that don't realize, we are coming up onto the 24th anniversary of the Arnold Schwarzenegger Sports Festival, and one of the news breaking out of there is that our reigning, defending, seven-time Miss Olympia champion, and I believe she's got about five or six Miss International titles to her credit, Iris Kyle, is not going to be competing this year due to a subsequent leg injury. Further breaking details on that are unfolding right now, but as we know it, Miss Iris Kyle will not be there to defend her title. This episode of MD Radio is brought to you by Panthera Labs. They're their official online sponsor for muscular development heading this weekend into Mesa, Arizona, where promoter Stryker Solomon is coming on the air. Stryker, welcome back to MD Radio. Big Striker X.
Yeah.
Hey, there you are, brother. The Desert Muscle Classic coming up here February the 25th, Saturday. We've got the men's 212 and the women's physique, along with the women's
bikini
competition. Yes, my favorite part of the weekend. Striker, you're doing it big out there. Once again, you're one of those guys that continually try to help promote the sport of bodybuilding out there in the desert. You've got numerous sponsors trying to help get this thing together. How are things shaping up, and what can we expect this year? I know last year's contest was a very well-oiled machine. You had Bob Ciccarillo at the microphone handling everything. What can we expect coming into this Saturday?
Oh, we're going to expect the same, you know, class of work. We have Bob there, too, and I'm expecting a good turnout on the women's physique. It's the first show in history to, the women's physique division.
Yeah.
And I also want to see the men's 212. Sean, everywhere I travel and go, the 212 guys come up to me like, hey, man, we need more men's 212 divisions. Can you do this for us?
Yeah.
So now there's their chance, and I like to see that list grow.
Yeah.
You know, I listen to them, and I've provided. So I want to see that list grow. The men's 212 need to show up.
Yeah, you know, I remember Jim Mannion had expressed the same concern. They complained about not having a 202-pound show at his contest. Finally, he added one, and the guys were very hesitant in showing up to participate in that contest. Do you think that might be a reflection of the time of the year? Because as a competitor, I don't care what time of year a show is. If I'm a bodybuilder, I would just go because there's a show to compete in. I mean, what's going on with these guys? Eduardo Correa.
Exactly. I'm with you all the way, Sean. When there's a show, you need to be there as a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
And you know, you and I, we know, you know where we come from as promoters and bodybuilders. How hard it is to put on the pro show. It's a big chunk of change and a lot of work.
Yeah,
you know that. And I hope these guys understand when we decide to put on a 212 division or whatever division, doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
It takes a lot away from us. So when we put it on, our bodybuilders need to show up.
Well, that's
it's
right.
More like showing up for work.
I tell
There's
them
no
they
specific
can't win.
Time to show up for work. You got to show up for work. Doesn't matter.
I tell them they can't win unless they show up. But at the end of the day, I do know I talked with Mark Dugdale. He had his eyes set on Phoenix, Arizona. I believe his kids were there over the weekend while he was here competing, getting ready for that contest. Eduardo Correa, after getting a reality check in the open division out here in California, working with Dennis James out of Phoenix, Arizona, I believe he may now wind up on that stage and be grateful that you have that weight class. He's going to have to drop about 5 to 7 pounds. He was very reluctant on Saturday when I talked to him about sucking down and making weight, but I thought, look, if you can't, you know, make a dent in the open category, this is designed for you. So
exactly.
Thank God he's got
perfect.
A second shot. Huh?
I mean, this is a perfect opportunity for Correa. I mean, he's jacked. And the men's 212 division, he has a great chance of winning the men's 212 division, not taking anything from Dugdale. I'm sure they both are you know, extraordinary. And
well,
I hope one of them takes it, or any of the other guys. But there's a great opportunity for both guys.
Well, he's going to have to go to a very tough Al Agusti. I watched Al handle the business in the 202-pound division, and he puts on the kind of weight he was talking about. Another 10 pounds on Al, and Eduardo's going to have his work cut out. But nevertheless, we also have, like you said, we have the pro bikini. Several of the hot chicks are going to be in that competition looking for qualification. I know a couple of them are already headed to Columbus, Ohio, following that. But a very interesting aspect of the weekend is, like you said, the women's physique division, because no one really knows where they're going, who's going to set the bar. I was there when Dana Lynn Bailey got her pro card at the Junior USAs out in South Carolina. She's competing for the first time. Tracy Bodner, Benny Lopez. You've got Rita Ray dropping down from bodybuilding to do this. Jillian Ravel, Susan Salazar. So you got a nice lineup of the women's physique. The question is, where will they go with that look? And we're going to find out. But from you really quick, where can people get a ticket, and what's the host hotel?
The hotel is the Mesa Marriott. If they go to DesertMuscleClassic.com, they can get all the information they need. DesertMuscleClassic.com for tickets or hotel, venue, whatever it is they can get on that website.
Right on. Well, and we also know it's going to be going down on Saturday at the Mesa Arts Center. A very nice venue, I might add. It's a great
beautiful venue.
Yeah, and it's right next to the host hotel. Everything's very conveniently located. And we'll catch up with you. MDTV will be out there along with our photographer, Jeff Benzagenio, covering the play-by-play and all the action, supporting what you're doing, Striker. Continue it. We'll catch up with you this Saturday. Good luck.
Thank you, Sean. Can't wait to see you guys.
All right, that's Striker Solomon doing the business of professional bodybuilding. And now we can throw women's physique in there, along with the IFBB Pro Bikini Division. Stryker continually trying to find ways to give back. Visit DesertMuscleClassic.com for all the details, athletes lists, and all of that good stuff. But right now, following the Phoenix Pro Championships, we'll be headed straight into Columbus, Ohio, where once again, next week's show should be packed. I'm going to try to bring on some of the front runners and the heavy hitters, Evan Sinopani, Branch Warren, Dexter Jackson, and the Big Bad Wolf. We're going to try to get them all four next week right here on MD Radio. And the guy who knows a thing about winning that show, Mr. Kevin Levrone, the Maryland Muscle Machine, as we go straight into Columbus, Ohio. And don't forget, Sunday, 12 p.m. Eastern at Veterans Memorial, the complete screening of The Evolution of Bodybuilding. Really big news for us. We'll have a captive audience in concert with the Arnold Schwarzenegger Seminar and the Winner's Seminar. And as well, I'll also be emceeing the Amateurs, 700 competitors, 61 countries. Next weekend's show, the Arnold Classic Show, will be huge. Don't miss it. Episode 147 in 7 days from now. With that, happy President's Day. Peace.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.